Lesson 3, The Age of Reason. This lesson begins on page 13 of your book. This audio text version contains the reading of any listed footnotes. The question now before us is, are all unbelievers then antichrists? That's a great question, because it goes directly to the root of what precisely defines an antichrist. The Bible leaves no ambiguity on this issue. When we examine someone for their beliefs, we see they fall into one of two categories. Every person can be grouped as, 1, they do not admit having any belief in God, or 2, they are a believer in God the Father, through Jesus Christ. The choice is either black or white. There's no gray area here. A person either believes in Yahweh God, or they don't. If a person has never heard about God, logically then, they can't believe in Him. The reason, you cannot believe in something you haven't heard about. The Apostle Paul, in one of his letters to the Romans, argued this very point using three questions. He was telling his audience that in God's eyes, there is no distinction between Jew or Greek, for the same Lord, is Lord of everyone. Footnote number 4, Romans, chapter 10, verse 12. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on Him. End of footnote. It doesn't matter what nationality a person calls themselves. From God's point of view, we're all the same. Paul then goes on to quote Joel, chapter 2, verse 32, when he says, "For whoever will call on the name of the Lord, will be saved." Footnote number 5, Romans, chapter 10, verse 13. Paul begins making his case regarding belief in God, by making use of a series of questions. In most versions of the Bible, whenever all, or part of a verse from the New Testament, is displayed in all capital letters, that means it's a verse quoted from the Old Testament. Paul then asks the following question, how then will they call upon Him, in whom they have not believed? Footnote number 6, Romans, chapter 10, verse 14. If calling on the name of the Lord results in salvation, how can you do that, if you've never heard of the name? Simply calling out the name Jesus, will not save anyone. But that's not what Paul is saying at all. The Greek word for name used here is, onoma, and means, everything which the name covers, any thoughts or feelings, which is aroused in the mind, by the mentioning, hearing, remembering the name, is included. So, when a person is calling on the name of Jesus, it carries the connotation that they know almost everything there is to know about Him, from man's perspective. The power's not in just the letters and phonics that spell His name. No. The true power of salvation, comes from Jesus Himself. And it transfers over to us, based on the relationship we have built with Jesus, powered by the wealth of knowledge we each have accumulated about Him. Paul is saying, that belief in Jesus, is first necessary, before we can call upon Him. It makes total sense. A person cannot call upon someone, who they have no knowledge of, or have not heard anything about. They first need to be informed of, and acquainted with the information concerning the Lord, which they can then consider and contemplate, in order they might begin building confidence in Him. Remember, belief is the first step towards having faith. Paul then asks the second question, how will they come to believe in Him, whom they have not heard? Footnote number 7, Romans, chapter 10, verse 14. Belief is not possible, apart from first hearing about the truth. Remember, Jesus, is the truth. At birth, every person begins their life as a sinner, with Jesus being the sole exception of human history. And, it's also true that every baby, when emerging from the womb as a sinner, is an unbeliever. How can they be anything else? Sinners can only beget sinners. Jesus had God as His Father. Thus, He was the sole exception. But newborns emerge as blank slates. Their minds have not yet received any information regarding God. Therefore, there's nothing for them to believe. They begin life as unbelievers. In his argument, Paul hits upon the genesis of one's belief when he asks, how can someone hear the word of the Lord, without a preacher? Footnote number 8, Romans, chapter 10, verse 14. And how can they hear without a preacher? End of footnote. As we grow, our bodies and minds develop, and we begin acquiring, first motor skills, followed by verbal skills. A 2-year-old, can be taught to say the name Jesus, but that act all by itself, is meaningless. I've met many persons with the name of Jesus, and none of them can, or has the power to save themselves. So, fulfilling the definition of the Greek word name, requires the learning of a lot of information, along with the necessary maturity to comprehend it. Legally, children under 7 are conclusively presumed innocent. This is due to, young children fail to possess the reasoning ability, to understand higher concepts. We call this, the age of reason. Certainly, as a child grows up, acquiring additional information can and does change their outlook on God. This is true of all people. But if they never hear the word of God, they remain an unbeliever. It requires a preacher to come and tell them the good news. Teaching is required to change a person from unbeliever over to follower of Christ. Anyone who teaches the gospel is a preacher. Whether it be a writer, missionary, Sunday school teacher or pastor, any effort to disseminate God's word is preaching. Nothing changes before a person is exposed to the truth, they remain an unbeliever. But this alone does not make them antichrists. In fact, no person can become an antichrist before first being exposed to teaching about Christ. Then, they must consider that information and weigh its validity. Only after rejecting such material can they travel down that avenue. Rejection of Jesus as the Christ is the first step to becoming an antichrist. Lesson 3, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, define the legal term, the age of reason. Question 2, why are we all born as unbelievers in Jesus Christ? Explain fully. Question 3, what is the first step towards building faith? Why is this true? Question 4, what does it mean, to call upon the name of the Lord? Question 5, define the Greek word, onoma. Question 6, what is the first step to becoming an antichrist? When you're ready, you can proceed on to lesson 4, Who's the Liar? If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser, to return to the page with the chapter 1 lessons. Then move on to lesson 4, Who's the Liar? Click on the blue box, to hear the lesson with all footnotes read aloud. Click on the green box, to hear the version without them. If you're using an audio player along with the thumb drive, to listen to the book, it will automatically sequence to the next lesson. If you wish to stop play, just hit pause or stop. As long as you keep the thumb drive in the player, it will remember your place when you resume listening. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for lesson 4, labeled 1.4, Who's the Liar, to hear the next lesson.